Welcome back, North Shelby High School, 34th annual, let's try that one, 34th annual North Shelby basketball tournament. Night number three, we're set just about for game number two. It's a 2-3 matchup, championship semifinal in the boys bracket. Top number two seed, Schuyler County Rams, and the number three seed, North Shelby Raiders. Let's take a look at starting lineups. First of all, for the Raiders, they come in 6-8. They go with Clay Cook. He is a senior. Gabe Orr, a junior. J.D. Rich is a senior. Brendan McDaniel, a senior. And Casey Shockley, a senior. Again, 6-8 are the Raiders, and they're coached by Cody Stoneburner. For the 11-3 Rams, they go with Elliott Sevitz. He is a sophomore. Cale Wendy, a junior. Cooper Amon, a senior. Connor Smith, a junior, and Ryan Ferris, a senior. Again, 11-3, the Rams coached by Chris Pruitt. Again, the number two seed, Schuyler County Rams, actually got all they wanted from Scotland County in the opening round, knocking the Tigers off 58-51. North Shelby beat Marion County 46-37. So both teams got good games in their opening rounds. Of course, the winner will play for the ship at 7:30 on Saturday. The winner will, or loser will play for third place 9 o'clock on Friday. We're just about set for basketball. It's going to be Connor Smith to jump it up against Brendan McDaniel. Sit back, relax, enjoy Schuyler County Ram basketball on KMEM. Good crowd on hand, as you would expect of North Shelby fans, but pretty good crowd of Schuyler County fans making the journey to North Shelby. Tip controlled by the Raiders, and we're underway as J.D. Rich with it to the backcourt. Rams with a 1-2-2 zone defense, kind of a shifting zone. It shifts from a 1-2-2 to a 2-1-2, depending on where the ball goes. As Rich sends it over to Orr on the left side for the on the block for Shockley. And now Rich with it between the circles. Rich, left wing for Orr. He'll try a three-pointer. Skips across the rim. High for the rebounds, Kale Wendy. Here come the Rams. Man-to-man defense by the Raiders. Bad pass taken out of there by Clay Cook. Cook, now Rich, three-pointer from the left side. Got it. 3 points for Rich. 3-0, North Shelby the lead, Schuyler County with the basketball. As they fire one for Ferris at the right block, can't do anything with it. And now Cale Wendy will drive the left baseline and runs into Shockley and gets called for the charge. First foul for Wendy, first team foul. And North Shelby with it, 1-2-2 full court pressure by the Rams. The Raiders break it as McDaniel will put one up on the right block. Missed it. And out with a rebound is Sevitz. Rams in a hurry. Dribble drive Ferris along the right baseline. He stepped out of bounds. Rams are just a pinch out of control. I think Chris Pruitt knows that. He calls timeout. 6:39 to play in the first quarter. 3-0 North Shelby. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
In this community, our roots run deep. As a community bank, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri prides itself on taking an active role in our hometown. What matters to our customers matters to us because we live here too. Our customers are more to us than just account numbers. They're our friends, family, and neighbors, so we take the time to understand their financial goals and help turn dreams into realities. Proudly serving the rural community for over 100 years, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back at North Shelby High School, 34th North Shelby basketball tournament. As we come out of the timeout, now North Shelby with the basketball. That time the press got to him. It's Gabe Orr throws it away. Now North Shelby will do some pressing on of their own as Amon with it. Looks, gets it across the timeline for Smith. Back to Amon, now between the circles for Wendy. Ferris top of the key. Now Sevitz with it, head and shoulder fake. Gets it the other side for Amon. His shot possibly blocked from six. And now J.D. Rich with it. Long pass ahead to Orr. In the paint, McDaniel's shot wouldn't go. As Connor Smith got a part of a hand on it. The other end, it's Savage, took it to the block, missed the shot. There were the rebounds. Windy, put back, wouldn't go, but he's going to shoot a pair. The foul is going to be on Cody Stuckley. Check that. Casey Shockley. Kale Windy to the free throw line. Free throw up. Got it. And Windy gets the Rams on the board. One looking for two. Free throw up. Missed it. Out with a rebound, Gabe Orr. Thrown outlet has J.D. Rich. Rich, his pass partially blocked by Ferris, and now Orr walks with it. The turnover gives it back to Schuyler County. Elliott Sevitz to trigger. Sevitz gets it in for Windy. Windy will work against Casey Shockley. Now Sevitz on the right side. For Connor Smith in the backcourt, back to Sevitz. They've got this North Shelby zone defense stretched way out. Now along the baseline, Amon put it up from behind the backboard and got it to go down. We're tied at three. First two for Amon. As it is McDaniel with it for Rich. Back to McDaniel. McDaniel walked with it. So the turnover gives it back to Schuyler County, tied to three, 5:15 to play in the first quarter. For Windy, to the top of the key. Touch pass in the paint from Connor Smith to Ferris. Ferris missed the layup from the left side. Now with a rebound is Orr. Now J.D. Rich has his pocket pick. Windy at the block. Lay it up and in. 3 points for Kale Windy. 5-3. Rich now Orr across the timeline for Cooks. And now Ryan Ferris runs into Gabe Orr, and they're probably going to whistle Ferris for the personal. They do. His first, team's first. Team's second. As they have in the corner for Shockley. Skip pass over to Rich. Three-pointer from the right side. Missed it off the front of the rim. Rebound out to Cook. And Cook stolen away from him by Cooper Amon. Ahead to Sevitz. Sevitz pulls up right baseline. Bounce pass for Ferris at the block. Tried to get it across to Connor Smith. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Schuyler County. As J.D. Rich with it, back to four. And now Rich across the timeline. He'll dribble drive in, took it right at Amon, missed the shot. High for the rebound is Sevitz. Now it to Windy. For Amon, he's going to be fouled by J.D. Rich. Rich coming in for the steal. A little too much arm, his first, team second. Amon with it out of bounds. Inbound it for Windy. Windy, or it's Elliott Sevitz. And now Kale Windy with it on the right side. Back to Sevitz. Sevitz between the circles. Bounce pass for Smith. Into the corner. Amon on the left side. Jump pass to Windy. Windy will pop a three-pointer. Top of the key. Missed it. Pinballs out. And out with a rebound, McDaniel. In a hurry, ahead to Shockley along the right baseline. Shot partially blocked by Amon, and I thought he walked with it, but ball knocked out to J.D. Rich. He'll put up a three, missed it. Amon with a rebound. Got it ahead to Sevitz, back to Amon. Back to Sevitz across the timeline, and a reach is going to be called on Gabe Orr, his first, team's third. As into the ball game for North comes Cole Browning. And Orr sits down. A Windy with it. 5-3 Schuyler County. 3:20 to play in the first quarter. Smith. And now Sevitz for Windy in the paint. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Get it out to Smith. Three-pointer. Pinballs out. And out with the rebound was McDaniel. Outlet to Rich for Browning. And across the timeline for Rich. Rich pulls up right wing beyond three. Rich to the top of the key. Now on the left side for Cook, into the corner for Browning. Skip pass for Rich, top of the key. He'll back out between the two circles, directing traffic. and kind of a shifting 3-1-2-2 into a 2-1-2 zone defense for Schuyler County. From the corner, air ball from Clay Cook. And Wendy comes out with the rebound. Schuyler County the other way. Low-scoring first quarter thus far. Underneath, nice look. Underneath, aiming to Ryan Ferris and puts it up and in, his first two, and it's 7-3, Schuyler County by four. North Shelby with the basketball. We're going to have a foul on Cooper Amon. His first, team's third. North Shelby with it. J.D. Rich. And now Cook on the left side. Back to Rich. Go the other way for Browning. Or that's Shockley. And now Rich over to Cook in the corner. Back up top for Rich. Head and shoulder fake. Dribble drive in. Finger roll up. Won't go. Amon with a rebound. Pass ahead to Ferris. Ferris waits on his teammates. Now Amon in the paint. Put it up. Missed the shot. Got his own rebound. Out to Wendy. Head and shoulder fake. Dribble drive left side. Put it up. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Missed it. But a whistle on a foul. Should send Wendy to the free throw line. I think that's on J.D. Rich. His second. Evidently, he was not shooting the basketball. Skyler ball's out of bounds. Inbound it to Amon. He'll hand off to Wendy. Wendy, three-pointer from the baseline, won't go. J.D. Rich out with a rebound. Looks for help. Long pass ahead to Cook. Into the corner for Shockley. Three-pointer won't go. And over the back of Wendy is Cole Browning. That's his first, team's fifth. And out goes Ferris for Schuyler County. In comes Mason Wendy. So Kale Wendy with it. Now aiming across the timeline for Sevitz. Get it to Smith. Back to Sevitz. And through the legs. Pass through the legs of the of Mason Wendy. Back to North Shelby, trailing by four. 1:02 to play in the first quarter. J.D. Rich across the timeline in the paint for McDaniel. McDaniel off to Shockley. His shot rejected by Smith. Got to put a backup. Missed it. Amon out with a rebound. Amon all the way to the house. Up off glass. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Out to Sevitz on the right wing. Hands off to Wendy. That's Kale. Now Smith between the circles. Skip pass to Sevitz. Dribble drive along the right baseline. Missed it. Rebound is J.D. Rich. Rich works through traffic all the way to the house. Missed it. Amon with a rebound. And now Kale Wendy with it. 17 seconds. Quiet first half scoring-wise for both clubs. Skip pass to Kale Wendy, 11 seconds. Between the circles for Smith. And now Sevitz left wing. Bounce pass in the paint. Mason Wendy from the left side. Missed it. And J.D. Rich at the buzzer. Hits one of the Raptors. And that's how we end the first quarter with a score. Schuyler County 7. North Shelby 3, back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small-town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
Welcome back. North Shelby High School, 34th Annual North Shelby Basketball Tournament, night number three, game number two. Schuyler County Ram Basketball on KMN. Glad to have you along tonight. I'm Andy Middleton with you for another three quarters anyway. Dad will be in for the final two games of the night, but we start the second quarter. Schuyler County with a lead in the basketball as Connor Smith, left wing beyond three, between the circles, Wendy. That's Kale. Now Mason with it on the right side for Ferris, between the circles, back to Mason. Mason, now Kale. Back to Mason, right side. Dribble drive. And his pass goes out of bounds. And back to North Shelby as Elliott Sevitz comes back into the ball game. North Shelby with it as Cole Browning gets fouled, I think. Ryan Ferris back into the game, and that's two on Ferris. So Rich, and now Gabe Orr, still in the backcourt, and pass stolen away by Ferris. So the block, lay it up, got it. Ryan Ferris has four. 9-3, Schuyler County. J.D. Rich across the timeline. Now plays catch with Orr in the backcourt into the corner for Shockley. Skip pass out to Rich. Rich fakes a three. Now with a dribble, now Orr with it. Back to Shockley in the right corner. Shockley, ball high above his head, dribble drive in. His pass poked away. Now loose on the floor. Finally picked up by Orr. And now Browning with it, poked away from him, loose on the floor. Picked up by Ferris, poked away from him, but they're going to get the whistle. Casey Shockley with the personal. And on Shockley, that's foul number two. 16 foul, timeout on the floor. 6:43 to play in the half. Schuyler County 9, North Shelby 3. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Start the new year off right with lag-free gaming, uninterrupted connectivity, and increased online security. Start the new year off right with Niemer's Fiber to the Home Internet. You'll love Niebuhr's Fiber to the Home difference. Our speeds are fast. Our internet and telephone services are reliable. And most importantly, Niemer is local. Fiber to the Home is the best internet available, and Niemer's providing it. Learn more at www.niemer.net. Niemer wishes you a happy, healthy, and connected new year.
Hey, we missed you at the game last week. Is everything all right?
I just haven't been feeling like me lately.
You know I'm here for you, right?
That's a cut. Beautiful.
Acting is one thing. Talking about suicide in real life is another.
In the military, you take challenges head on.
And now it's your turn to do the same for our veterans.
Be there.
Learn how you can start the conversation at betherefortveterans.com.
Back at North Shelby High School, 34th North Shelby Tournament, Schuyler County Ram basketball on KMEM. We come out of the timeout. The Rams with it, leading 9-3, 6:38 to play in the first half. Now Smith, a three-pointer. Connor Smith, that is, would not go. Shockley with a rebound. Hand off to Rich. And Rich across the timeline. Now Orr with it in the backcourt. For Shockley, into the corner, Browning. Left corner, one bounce. Back to McDaniel. And now J.D. Rich at the left block. And hope he got fouled. I think he evidently got fouled by Cooper Amon. It's two on Amon. Fifth team foul. Raider basketball into their own basket. As Tyson Applegate comes into the ball game. Ryan Ferris is going to sit down. And pass is smacked away by Cooper Amon, picked up by Smith, and now Wendy has it. And now when I say Wendy, it's Kale because Mason is back on the bench. Wendy, right wing beyond three. Now Smith between the circles, back to Wendy on the right side. Now Sevitz, top of the key, three-pointer. Missed it, left it short. Wendy with a rebound. Wendy out to Sevitz. Sevitz head and shoulder fake, dribble drive, lay it up from the left side. Got it. Elliott Sevitz has two. 11-3, Schuyler County. Gabe Orr on the left side in the corner for Shockley. Skip pass over to McDaniel on the right side. Dribble drive in, laid up off glass, and in. And that is the first point since J.D. Rich hit a three right off the bat of this game, and we're 5:24 to go in the first half. Schuyler County with a leading 11-5. They get it to Amon. Backs his way in, put it up, wouldn't go. Out with a rebound, Brendan McDaniel. And now Rich with it in the backcourt. Rich, now McDaniel on the left side. Get it to the left corner for Browning. Back to Shockley. Shockley on the left wing beyond three. Go the other way for McDaniel in the corner for Orr. Dribble drive, put it up, wouldn't go. Out with a rebound is Kale Windy. Now ball loose on the floor. Tracked down by Windy at the block, lay it up. It was blocked, and it still went in. Gabe Orr got a hand on it from behind and just kind of pushed it towards the glass and banked it home. 5 points for Kale Windy. Casey Shockley with it between the circles. Now Browning into the corner for J.D. Rich. Shot partially blocked. The other way, this time Sevitz at the block. Goes from the left side. Missed the shot. Drew the foul. And Sevitz will shoot a pair. The foul was on J.D. Rich. Nope, check that. That was on Brendan McDaniel, his first. Team seventh. And into the ball game comes Oren Van Syke. That's a big kid that just came in. Sevitz, free throw up, missed it. Sevitz with two, looking for three as Mason Windy gets set to check back in. He must be coming in for Sevitz. Free throw up, missed it. And Van Syke with the rebound. And now the outlet is for McDaniel. McDaniel across the timeline, get it to Orr, into the corner for Browning. Browning, dribble drive in, and lost a handle on it, goes out of bounds. Sevitz tried to save it. So he touched it last, stays with North Shelby. Mason Windy does come in. Sevitz sits down. And Van Syke with the basket. And his first two of the night. 13-7, Schuyler County with a lead in the basketball, under four to play in the first half. And no Tyson Applegate with the basketball. Now a three-pointer from Kale Windy from the left side would not go down. North Shelby the other way in a hurry. Clay Cook. Now between the circles, McDaniel. Skip pass for Van Syke in the paint. Van Syke put it, goes up strong over Connor Smith. And he's got four. Four-point Van Syke has four. The rest of his teammates have 5 points. Kale Windy at the free throw line. Now Smith, dribble drive along the left side. Back to Windy, left wing beyond three. Give it up, Smith. Three ball up. Got it! Connor Smith buries a three. And now timeout on the floor. 3:08 to go in the first half. Schuyler County 16, North Shelby 9. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Now's the time to give your kids a lesson in school bus and pedestrian safety. Teach your kids these tips to keep them safe. When getting off a bus, look to be sure no vehicles are passing on the shoulder or the side of the road. Before crossing the street, take 5 giant steps out in front of the bus and make eye contact with the driver. And wait for the driver to signal that it's safe to cross. Look left, right, left when coming to the edge of the bus to make sure traffic is stopped. Keep watching traffic when crossing. Tell kids to stand back from the road when waiting for the bus. A life-saving message from Schuyler County R1 Schools and KMEM Radio.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 33, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers, high of 35. Cloudy tomorrow night, 23. Partly cloudy Friday with highs around 33. 36 Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 33.
Back at North Shelby High School, North Shelby Tournament. We came out of the timeout. North Shelby had it, lost it. So now Schuyler County with it. Leading 16-9 is Kale Windy, left wing beyond three. Picks up his dribble, get it to Amon on the left block, back to Windy. Windy in the paint, took it right at Van Syke, lost a handle on it. Picked up by Smith, and he drops it from 10. Connor Smith with 5. 18-9, a 9-point Ram lead. Pass partially blocked by Ryan Ferris. And now a turnover, a travel called against North Shelby, gives it back to the Rams. J.D. Rich on the sideline, walking back up and down the sideline, limping. Ferris with it. Now Wendy, right wing beyond three. Give it to Amon at the block. His shot blocked behind by Gabe Orr. Loose ball picked up by Smith, top of the key for Wendy. And now Ryan Ferris will try a three-pointer, bullseye. 7 points for Ryan Ferris. 21-9, Schuyler County. Clay Cook with the ball on the left wing. Now left baseline back to the wing. Give it up Shockley. Shockley picks up his dribble. And now McDaniel between the circles. Back to Shockley. Dribble drive. Jump stop. Put it up. Missed it. Amon with a rebound. Outlet to Mason Wendy. Mason will get up to Kale. And now Connor Smith, three-pointer. Won't go. Rebound loose on the floor. Finally taken out of there by McDaniel. And now ball loose. Picked up by Shockley. And by Van Sykes, skip pass over to McDaniel, left side to the top of the key. And now Shockley on the left side, back to McDaniel. Go the other way for Gabe Orr. Tried to force one to Orr and Van Sykes. As Elliott Sevitz back into the ball game, Connor Smith's going to get a breather. Also coming back into the ball game, back into the ball game, Cole Browning for North Shelby. Kale Wendy with it. 1:09 to go in the first half. 21-9 is Schuyler County's lead for Mason Wendy. Now Sevitz. Ball fake between the two circles. Kale, left wing beyond three. Skip pass to Sevitz on the right side. A whistle and a foul. It's going to send Elliott Sevitz to the free throw line. The foul was on Clay Cook. His first. Sevitz, free throw up. Got it. 3 points for Elliott Sevitz. And he'll get another one. Free throw up. He got them both. 4 points for Elliott Sevitz. 23-9. Schuyler with the lead. North Shelby with the basketball. Under a minute to play. As McDaniel, they go into the corner for Shockley. Back out for Cook. Cook to the top of the key. Goes back to Shockley, left wing beyond three. Dribble drive in. Got himself in the air. Found Browning on the right block, and he blew the bunny. Out of the rebounds, Kale Wendy. Kale ahead to Sevitz, left wing beyond three. Hand off Amon. Now Wendy between the circles. The Rams want to play for one here. Wendy backs out close to a half court. Now Sevitz on the left wing. Back to Wendy. 15 seconds. Skip pass into the corner for Sevitz. Left block for Amon. And he'll get it back to Sevitz. Sevitz dribble live along the baseline. Back to Amon. Three-pointer along the baseline! Bullseye! And that's the end of the first half with the score. Schuyler County 26. North Shelby 9, back with a halftime in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts,
drugs that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I'm Corey Stott. Join me every weekday morning from 8:30 to 9 a.m. for Coffee Break right here on 100.5 KMEM FM. Each morning we'll feature a guest or an organization from right here in the community talking about the issues and events that are important to you. Start your morning off right with Coffee Break right here on 100.5 KMEM FM. Coffee Break is brought to you by Max Super Saver, Scotland County Hospital, Tri-County Electric, Van Buren County Hospital, and Prairie Land FS.
Welcome back to North Shelby High School, 34th annual North Shelby Tournament. Night number three, game number two is been pretty much Schuyler County Boys Championship semifinal. And the Rams leading 26-9. At the half. Slow start for both teams. The Rams finally kind of came out of it, but Schuyler County led 7-3 after one, but outscored the Raiders 19-6 in the second to lead 26-9 at the half. Oren Van Syk came off the bench, scored two quick buckets to lead his team with 4 points. J.D. Rich hit the opening shot of the game. He has 3 2-points for Brendan McDaniel. Schuyler County led in scoring by Ryan Ferris is 7. We got 5 from Cooper Amon, 5 from Connor Smith, 5 from Kale Windy, 4 points from Elliott Sevitz. 26-9 at the half. Back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about. Just happy to
be here. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Let me guess. Unknown caller? You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
And one more opinion on what's happening in the meat case of your supermarket comes from the president of Greater Omaha Packing Company, Mike Drury, who says consumers are recreating restaurant meals at home, increasing the retail demand for USDA Prime and premium beef offerings. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you by the National Ag Statistics Service. I'm Max Armstrong. Thanks for listening.
Back at North Shelby High School, 34th North Shelby Basketball Tournament. Glad to have you along. Schuyler County Ram Basketball on KMEM, your sports leader in Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa. I am Andy Middleton. Glad to have you along for these first two games anyway. Dad will be along for the final two games of the night. We'll talk about that in just a second. But the first game of the night was Girls Consolation Semifinal. Scotland County Lady Tigers, Knox County Lady Eagles. And it was Scotland County picking up their fifth win of the season, 51-35 over Knox County. Knox County jumped out 13-8 after one. And kept that lead for most of the first half. Scotland County outscored Knox County 13-7 in the second to take the lead 21-20 into the half, and then kept their foot on the gas in the second half, outscoring Knox County 17-11 in the third to lead 38-31 after three, and then 13-4 in the fourth to win it 51-35. Knox County led in scoring by Brianna Miller. They dropped to 0-12 on the season. Brianna Miller with 17 points. Paige Bishop paced the Lady Tigers with 20 points. Quinn Hamlin had 16. Abby Doster with 12 for Scotland County. They will take on tomorrow night's Marion County La Plata winner in the consolation trophy game on 4:30 on Friday. So there you have it. Games coming up tonight. Coming up next should be a barn burner. Two of the top, a couple of the top girls teams in the state. South Shelby, the Lady Birds, the top seed, taking on the number four seed, Schuyler County Lady Rams. That follows this game. Daddy, like I said, we'll have that. And then our nightcap tonight is a boys' consolation semifinal. Scotland County taking on Marion County. And again, Dad will have that game for you as well. We've got Schuyler County all over North Shelby in the first half anyway, 26 to 9. I'll be back with the third quarter in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Throughout the history of the patrol, nine members have been killed after being struck by a vehicle while making a traffic stop or investigating a traffic crash. Together, we can prevent history from repeating itself. When you see an emergency vehicle displaying lighted red or red and blue lights, proceed with caution and yield the right-of-way. Move into the lane not adjacent to the stationary emergency vehicle and reduce your speed. It's the law in Missouri. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Planning a home improvement project? Always remember that working near electrical wires or equipment can be dangerous. Keep an eye out for and avoid overhead lines when moving ladders or working on your roof. If you need to work near an electrical line, ask your local electric cooperative to disconnect service wires so you can work safely. Keep safety first, always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Stop, call, or click before you dig. Dig safely.
Avoid the danger. Avoid injury. It's important to know what's underground before you dig. No matter how small the job, if you're digging in your yard, call or click before you dig. Call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT or 811 or click on mowonecall.com.
Stop, call, or click before you dig. Dig safely.
It's the law. Call or click before you dig.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. Truth is, opioids only mask the pain, and they come with serious side effects, from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Scotty's Fun Spot has a ton of fun ready and waiting for you. Play hide and seek in the laser tag arena. Outsmart Laser Frenzy. Get a strike with mini bowling. And bump, bump, bump your buddy in bumper cars. Play over 65 arcade games with the hottest titles. Favorites like Connect 4, Oops, and the virtual reality game Beat Saber. Get filled back up at Winner's Grill and roll away with the best of all exercise, skating. Open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Scotty's Fun Spot, 8000 Broadway Street, Quincy. We put you in the middle of fun.
Back at North Shelby High School, 34th North Shelby Basketball Tournament, night number three. Schuyler County Ram basketball on KMEM as we get set to start the second half. Rams up 26-9 on the North Shelby Raiders. I mean, that's saying something. You hold hold North Shelby to 9 points in their gym. That's not bad. So the Raiders will have the ball to start the second half. J.D. Rich on the floor, but he's favoring that left leg. So Clay Cook to inbound it. Rich, and now Orr on the right side. Between the circles for Shockley. Left side we go. Clay Cook, right, left wing beyond three, dribbles out. Now back into the corner for McDaniel. For Rich at the left block, goes up strong, missed the shot. And out with the rebound is Kale Windy. Rams with numbers, three on one, behind the back to Ryan Ferris from the left block. Put it up and in. 9 points for Ferris. The behind-the-back dime to Kale Windy. As Clay Cook, now between the circles for Orr, Rich on the right wing. Into the corner, McDaniel. Back to Rich in the backcourt. Between the circles, Cook. Left side we go for Shockley. Back to Cook. Out to McDaniel. Three-pointer from the right side. Won't go. High for the rebound is Sevitz. Ahead to Ferris. And now Windy top of the key. Go for Smith on the left side along the baseline. Amon, shot wouldn't go. Sevitz with the rebound. Put it back up and in. 6 points for Sevitz. 30-9, Schuyler County with the lead. Raiders with the basketball as Cook on the left side between the circles. McDaniel back to Cook into the corner for Shockley. Skip pass for Gabe Orr, and now stolen away by Windy. Windy one-on-one, lay it up, missed the shot, tried to draw the contact. Didn't get it. Ferris had the rebound. Poked away, but last touch by Ryan Ferris. And now McDaniel tried to force one in to Rich, and Rich has definitely got a limp going on. Inbound it to Orr. Orr between the circles. Now McDaniel on the right side. McDaniel brings it between the circles. Now Shockley, left wing beyond three, into the corner for Orr. Skip pass for McDaniel. In the paint for Rich. Takes it up strong off glass, too hard. And out with the rebound is Connor Smith. 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Windy. And now Smith back to Windy, top of the key. Skip pass into the corner for Smith. Three-pointer on the way. Got it. Connor Smith with eight, and the route is on. 33-9, Schuyler County. As McDaniel, pass stolen away by Sevitz. Sevitz one-on-two, lay it up, got it. 8 points for Sevitz. And the Rams are on a 9-0 run to start the second half. And ball goes out of bounds, last touch by North Shelby. So Ryan Ferris to trigger. Get it in for Windy. Windy. And now Sevitz on the right side. Swing it over to Smith. In the paint for Amon. Back out to Sevitz. Head and shoulder fake to the free throw line for Ferris on the right wing. In the paint for Amon. Turn around for him. Eight. Got it. 7 points for Amon. An 11-0 run for Schuyler County. And now ball loose on the floor. Covered up by Ferris. Now loose on the floor again. Picked up by Amon. Get it to Windy. Windy splits a double team. Poked away from behind. Goes out of bounds. Stays in Schuyler County. As Connor Smith to inbound it. Get it to Kale Windy. Now Sevitz on the right wing. Sevitz dribbles between the two circles. Over to Smith on the left side. For Windy. Left wing three. Missed it. And long rebound ran down by Sevitz. For Smith, Windy in the paint for Amon. Amon thought about it and kick it out to Sevitz. Sevitz dribble drive, left-handed layup up and in. Elliott Sevitz has 10. And it is a 30-point Ram lead. 39-9. The other end is McDaniel. Now Cook along the right baseline, throws it into the fourth row of the bleachers. As the biggest offensive weapon the Raiders have had tonight, checks in, Oren Van Syke. Checked in his first half and immediately scored 4 points. Windy, and now Sevitz on the right side, dribble drive to the free throw line, to the left, blocked, lay it up and in. 41-9, 12 points for Elliott Sevitz. is a Gabor bounce pass, right side for McDaniel. He'll take in the paint, put it up from the free throw line, won't go. Van Syke had it. The rebound, I think they're going to get Cale Windy for over the back. And on Windy, that's his second. First team foul of the second half. Three-pointer along the baseline from Browning won't go. As Savage tried to fire a cannon shot at Windy, stolen away by McDaniel. McDaniel spin dribble, the free throw line out of control. Pass is tipped, picked up by Savage. Long pass into Ferris. Across the key, across the lane to Windy, and he puts it up and in. 7 points, and timeout taken, 3:21 to play in the third. Schuyler County 43, North Shelby 9. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
It's hard to keep track of all the health information that comes your way, but you still want to make the right decisions. Here's an easy one. Get tested for hepatitis C. It's a leading cause of liver cancer and often has no symptoms. People born from 1945 to 1965 are 5 times more likely to have hepatitis C. The good news is that now it can be cured. Talk with your doctor about getting a blood test for hepatitis C. Know for sure. A message from the CDC.
Back at North Shelby High School in Shelbyville. Well, not really in Shelbyville, but close enough. 34th annual North Shelby Basketball Tournament. Night number 3, Boys Championship Semifinal. And the Rams come out in the second quarter on a 17-0 run to lead 43-9 with 3:20 to play in the third. And J.D. Rich is on the bench, ice on his knee. As pass from Shockley, poked away by Ferris, picked up by McDaniel. Jump stop in the paint, finger roll up and in. Brendan McDaniel has 4. First points of the second half by North Shelby. It's 43-11. Now dribble drive, Sevitz in the right block. Put it up and in. Schuyler County offensively doing whatever they want. 45-11. And ball stolen away by Windy. Here come the Rams. A 19-2 run. Windy, dribble drive to the right block. Ball fake. Got McDaniel in the air. And then went up strong, leaned into him, made the basket, drew the foul. 9 points for Windy, and he'll have the and one. Windy, ready to him. Got it. 3 the hard way for Windy as Mason Windy comes in. Ryan Ferris sits down. Also, Browning back into the ball game for North. 2:26 and counting. 48-11 as Shockley left wing beyond 3. And now ball stolen away by Mason Windy. And hit the baseline, goes out of bounds, back to North. And certainly having J.D. Rich on the bench is not a good thing for the Raiders, because now they're basically point guard by committee here. Shockley with it along the left side of the three-point arc. Now Van Syke in the paint tried to dump one down to Browning, stolen away by Connor Smith. Windy the other way. That was Cale. This is Mason. Lost the handle on the basketball. Taken out of there by Browning. Under 2 to play in the third. Now Cook along the left baseline. Out to McDaniel. He'll dribble in. A 15-footer won't go. Van Syke with the rebound. His put back is rejected by Connor Smith. Out of bounds. Stays with the Raiders. Shockley will inbound it for McDaniel. Skip pass over to Browning on the left side. Dribble drive along the left baseline. Put it up, wouldn't go. Van Syke had the rebound, lost it. And now an outlet for Windy. That was Connor Smith. Maybe a little too much mustard on it. Off of Windy's hands and out of bounds. As into the ball game, Tyson Applegate. Cooper Amon sits down. So Brendan McDaniel with it. And now Cook Back to McDaniel, left side for Cook. Into the corner, Browning. Back to Cook. And now stolen away by K.L. Wendy from the left side. 12 points for K.L. Wendy. 50-11. And they fire, let's see, a new Raider in. That is Aiden Johnson. And another steal by Wendy. Pulls up at the free throw line. Up top for Smith. Back for Wendy. Under a minute to play in the third. Now Mason Wendy left side. Applegate dribble driving the paint. He'll lay it up, miss the shot, and then fouled on the rebound. I think that was Tyson. Yep. His first, team's second. In fact, only three fouls have been called in the second half. As McDaniel. They go the other way. Shockley, three-pointer, won't go. High for the rebound is Sevitz. Rams the other way. K.L. Wendy across the timeline. Looks at Chris Pruitt for the play. Holds up the fist. As Wendy bounce past free throw line for Applegate. And now Ferris behind, back to Applegate. Coming from the high post across the lane. To the block, missed the shot, drew the foul, and with 9.7 to play, Tyson Applegate will shoot a pair. Breathe up. Missed it. Applegate looking for his first points of the ball game. Breathe up. Missed them both. And the Raiders with the basketball. Shockley with 5 seconds. Shockley to the left wing. Shockley into the corner. And he passed it. What did he pass it? That was Aiden Johnson was standing on the baseline. Out of bounds. At the buzzer. Shoot it! A three-quarter court shot by Connor Smith. Dad usually says a prayer if the buzzer is not answered. That time it was. We're through three. Schuyler County 53. North Shelby 11. Back of the fourth in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. Within a few days, Hannah was in treatment because we were told that the tumor was very aggressive. And it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. So we've essentially put our lives in South Africa on hold. Incredibly blessed to be here. St. Jude is an asset to the world. The research that is developed here is offered freely to the rest of the medical world. The entire way that the place operates is just to give and to care. I think it's the kind of place that not only stands as a beacon for pediatric cancer, but I think it could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. And I think if those lessons could be learned even in their most basic form, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back. North Shelby High School, 34th North Shelby basketball tournament. We start the fourth quarter. The Rams do anyway, kind of where they left off. Connor Smith with a layup. Oh, he had a three. With another three-pointer. He's got 14, 56-11. As Wendy, and now it's Ty Kale, now Mason for Applegate on the left side. Now in the ball game, starting to get some Damian Kelsall in. Kelsall in the ball game. Three-pointer Ferris won't go. And the Raiders the other way. We are continuous clock the rest of the way. As into the corner, Clay Cook bringing it back out, top of the key. McDaniel, and looked like he walked, bailed out by the foul by Schuyler County. The foul is on Kelsall. His first team's third. And McDaniel, a little six-footer, won't go down. Rebound by Smith. And now Wendy across the timeline. That's Kale. Handoff Smith, left wing three. Missed it. Don't know that I'd still be pumping up threes right now, but as now going to start clearing the bench off. Caden Beach comes into the ball game. Also coming in, I don't have a number 11. 11? Or Schuyler County?
I don't know.
Okay. In case you're wondering, the dad has arrived. He has the next two ball games for you, starting with Schuyler County and South Shelby. Girl should be a dandy. Now, whistle on a foul. And it will not stop the clock. The foul is on number 11. So Schuyler County will play for a tournament championship 7:30 on Saturday. Mason Windy the other way pulls up right wing into the corner for Kelsall. And now pass stolen away. Another new body in, and don't have a number for 42 for North Shelby. As 42 with it, right wing beyond three. And don't have number one either. So at least two kids out here I have no name for. Now Browning, I do have a name, and dribble drive in, miss the shot, goes out of bounds, stays with North Shelby. But holding North to 11 points on their own court, that's even with J.D. Rich hobbled, and you said they had another kid out sick. Still pretty impressive. Number one and three I have, that's Keaton Roan with a basketball, right wing beyond three. Now stolen away by Kelsall. He'll get it in the corner, and Schuyler County's number 11 I don't have a name for. Kelsall between the circles, that's Caden Veach. Beach for Tyson Applegate to the free throw line. Back out to 11. Ball fake. Now Mason Windy with it. Top of the key. Dribble drive left. Block. Lay it up and in. That's first two of the night for Mason Windy. 58 to 11. Under four to play. Huh?
2 points this half.
North Shelby only 2 points this half. Yes. That's what I'm saying. It was 26-9 at the half. And they have, let's see, Brendan McDaniel with a finger roll layup for their only two this half. North Shelby number one. And now Keaton Roan and a whistle. And ball knocked out of bounds, stays with North Shelby. Again, clock will keep right on running. Now whistle on a foul on Schuyler County. That's going to be Caden Veach. His first, team's fourth. And North's ball out of bounds. North Shelby will play for third place. The loser of Cairo, South Shelby. That game, 9 o'clock on Friday. So Mason Windy with it. Between the circles, and I just under three to play. Make him come out and guard me. As Beach with a right wing beyond three, skip pass Windy left side. Windy, get it to Applegate in the paint, jump stop, and bounce pass back to Windy. Left blocked, his shot is blocked, but the rebound ran down by Kelsall. And now bad pass stolen away by Aiden Johnson. Johnson into the corner for Roan. Back to Johnson on the right wing. Falls down, pushes it to Roan. And now number one in the air. Get it over to Pratt in the ball game. Jeremiah Pratt. And now Big 42 is going to three ball it, air balled it, and saved inbounds to Veach. Caden Veach, one of three freshmen on this Ram team. We'll mosey across the timeline. Applegate, left wing beyond three. And they're going to give it up to Kelsall into the corner for Applegate. Missed the three. Rebound out to Keaton Roan. And now three-pointer for North Shelby. Aiden Johnson won't go down. Applegate with the rebound. Outlet to Windy. This is Mason. Long pass ahead to 11. He'll try a three-pointer. Airballed it. And saved inbounds. That's kind of the way North Shelby's night has gone. Saved it right up against the back of the backboard. So Schuyler County will keep the possession. And a minute 16 to play in this one. Mason Windy. And again, spread out. Make him come out and guard you. Left side for 11. Now saw a steal by North Shelby, number one, and he bricks the layup. Kelso out with a rebound. He'll bring it now. Windy between the circles. Schuyler County, number 11. Dribble drive along the baseline won't go. Applegate with a rebound. His put back would not go down. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on North Shelby. Aiden Johnston. Or maybe not. Maybe just out of bounds. Schuyler County will keep it. Bounce pass it into Applegate. Puts it up and in. Tyson Applegate has two. Huh?
They wanted Tyson Applegate to score.
20 seconds. North Shelby number one out of control in the paint. Just throws it up. Now North Shelby 42 with it. North Shelby number one ball fake. I think, Jeremiah Pratt now with it. Baseline drive, Aiden Johnson. And if there's a foul, this game is going to be over before they can take it out. That is the ball game. Schuyler County wins it big, 60-11. They held North Shelby to 2 points in the second half. And Schuyler County is going to improve to 12-3. North Shelby is going to drop to 6-9. I'll be back to wrap this one up and turn it over to Dad in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Welcome back, North Shelby High School, 34th North Shelby Tournament, Schuyler County Ram basketball on KMEM. I'm Andy Middleton, glad to have you along tonight. Schuyler County, it wasn't even funny. The first quarter was close, and after that it was all Schuyler County. Rams jumped out 7-3 and never looked back, outscoring North 19-6 in the second, to lead 26-9 at the half, and outscored, held North Shelby to 2 seconds. Half points, it was 34-2 in the second half. It was 53-11 after three, and the final score 60-11. Rams 12-3, moving on to the championship game, 7:30 on Saturday. LH Sevitz led the way. Shared the high scoring with 14. He and Connor Smith 14 apiece. Kale Windy with 12. Cooper Eamon put 7 in. They got 9 from Ryan Ferris, 2 points from Tyson Applegate. North Shelby drops to 6-9. They were led by Brendan McDaniels 4. J.D. Rich had the first 3 points of the game and got hurt and never quite got his rhythm back. And Orrin Van Syke with 4. So there you have it. Schuyler County will play for the title against either Cairo or South Shelby on Friday. And I am out of here. I got to get out of the way for the dad. He's got the next two games coming up. And they should be dandies. Thanks to my producer, Dave Budden. I'm Andy Middleton. Thanks for listening. This is KMEM Sports.
And thank you very much, Andy. Tonight's game has been brought to you by the Schuyler County sponsors. They include the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, with offices in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis. Mayberry Farms and Accessories, north of Memphis. Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County R1 Schools, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, and by Tri-County Electric in Lancaster.